It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cowell Wrestling, being joined right now by head coach Patrick Hansen after the Bulldogs fall 42-28 here to Lake Mills to get the season started. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here tonight. Certainly two great teams going at it here in this one. You and me kind of talked a couple of maybe big turning points in this duel here tonight, right? What's your kind of your initial takeaways from this opening night duel here?
Yeah, we just got to get better. You know, I mean, we lost some close matches we probably shouldn't have. I had some kids, come off surgery, or Matt and Evans came off surgery, just went out, didn't wrestle the way we talked about, and, you know, it comes back to bite you. I think we just got our britches got a little too big. You know, a lot of stuff going on in here tonight, and, you know, Lake Mills got to tip the hat to them. They came in, and they brought it, they wrestled well. I mean, they're ranked fourth in the state for a reason, you know. It's not like we got beat by some JV squad.
Yeah, certainly. Just going through some of your key wrestlers here tonight. You did get just want to ask about a couple different guys here. Charlie Showalter, I mean, he starts things off with a bang. Minute 16 fall over his opponent at 138. We kind of talked a little bit about his abilities here yesterday, but how did you think he came out here on fire here opening the season tonight?
Yeah, Charlie's always ready. You don't got to get ready if you stay ready, you know, and he came out and he got after it right away. We really wanted to bump him up to 144, and the kid that I needed to be at 132 who made weight was not anywhere around, so that's something we gotta that's my fault. We'll get that taken care of, but you know, he went out at 138, took care of business. If he would have went up to 44, he'd have won by fall there. Mailer would have won by fall at 138. We would have gotten the forfeit at 32. That's a 9-point swing.
Yeah,
I mean, just right there, you know, just little things as a program, and that's all on me. And you know, we're gonna get better.
Yeah, another winner here tonight, Colin Bird at 165. Took a little bit longer, but 258, he gets a pin over his opponent here tonight.
Yeah, Bird, I mean, yeah, and he, one of those deals he could have tech-falled him, but he just, mm-hmm. he had to, like, let him go, chose top, took him down, took him right to his back, pinned him. I mean, Colin's a leader, you know, he shows, he doesn't take any of these off in the room, and, you know, that's what comes out here. Whatever you do in the room comes out in the gym, and that's Charlie and Colin, they've been pushing it. Taylor has too. You know, tough kid there. Hayden Helgeson got fourth place 2 years ago. Didn't make a state last year. He's unranked. Probably a top three or four kid. So, you know, we'll get them 2 weeks in Emmitsburg. We'll see how that happens there.
You bet. And then just looking through this year, finally you got William Vosburg here at 120. Hard to believe those three were your only wins, not by forfeit here tonight. But what did you think about how he was able to get things done, a 16-4 major decision?
Oh, heck yeah. You know, he cut a bunch of weight. It was hard on him. You know, I'm always telling him the juice is worth the squeeze. He lost wrestle off at 126 to Luke Showalter. Cut down, made the weight. It was kind of hard today. And, you know, when he went out and got it done, we're wanting him to get the fall to try to stay in the duel still. And, you know, just couldn't quite get it done. But, you know, hey, he came out and gave it his best effort. I'm proud of our young guys. They wrestled awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, some of our older guys, we got to get our heads out of our butt. It's just the way it goes.
Certainly. You guys had a nice little ceremony here tonight with the Showalter family donating a wrestling mat. The thing is like, what, over $10,000, right? That's a donation that is.
Yeah, it's huge for our program to have, especially with boys and girls wrestling now. We got the new gym coming along. We need as many mats as we can. Try to use both gyms. Have some big events here if we were able to, you know, it just helps the community, brings the town in, and all the people that were complaining about the gym. I mean, I tell you what, we had our youth wrestling kit tournament. There's 279 kids at it. I went to the Mexican restaurant, got something to eat afterwards, and one of the kids that I teach, he's like, dude, what was going on today? There was like 400 little kids in here. You know, like things like that bring things into our community. You know, a bunch of people from Lake Mills today came to our community. They're going to spend money. They're going to do stuff. So, you know, I hope we run that bond again because we need it. So
you bet. When it comes to kind of big picture for your team, again, you guys right now at number 14, you know, losing to number 4 in 1A probably isn't going to drop you down too much. But big picture on the season, what do you think you got to kind of show that that rankings committee to hopefully keep yourselves in as good a position as possible when it comes to down the road?
Well, we got Team Valley next Thursday, so if we can get that win, that'll be a big one. You know, they brought in, hit the transfer portal pretty hard over at Clarion, so, you know, that'll be a tough one. If we can go get that win, that's where we're at. You know, we got Donnybrook this weekend, more of losing. It's just going to be, got to be prepared for it. There's going to be some tough kids there, and everybody on our lineup's going to lose. That's what we want. You know, we got some of that tonight, more than we wanted, but that's why we wrestle Lake Mills. That's why we go do these things. I mean, you don't learn from beating Rockford. You know, you don't learn from beating some of these teams that got eight kids on their team. You know, you learn from getting beat, and you learn from this stuff. It makes you go look in the mirror. It makes you think about, hey, maybe I'm not right. Maybe I'm not doing the good things. So now we got some film, got some stuff. We got good coaches. We got good kids. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, and you mentioned Donnybrook. So that'll be kids from, like, all across the state and some out-of-state opponents,
oh, yeah,
too, right?
Yeah,
so
there's 38 teams. 12 are from Iowa.
I got
so,
you.
So, like, Mount Carmel. It's funny. I look at, like, some of the teams, and I was, like, Googling them when we were there, and I'm like, holy crap, we are the smallest school other than Waverly. The closest school to us was Waverly Shell Rock. Like, Mount Carmel High School is, like, what is it, like, 1,600 kids per class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so, like, we're in a tournament with these guys that have all Division I guys, you know. That's cool, you know. It's what we go there for. You wrestle some guys. You can't just stay in this small little pond and then think that you're a big fish. You know, you got to go out, figure out where you're at in the world, what it is, try to keep beating bigger fish than you, and then eventually, you know, like us, it's not a sprint. It's not a 100-yard dash. It's a 2-mile run, you know. So right now we lost the first 100 meters. What are we going to do with the rest of it? So, and I believe in our kids. I believe in our program. I believe what we're doing. This is exactly what we needed tonight. And, you know, if God intended us to do this, that's what we're supposed to do.
You bet. Any final thoughts before we wrap up here tonight?
No, thanks for coming and covering us. You know, we love it. Everybody getting some on the radio. I know Corey's down coaching at Team Valley now, so we'll see how that goes. That'll
you
be
bet.
A good one next week. So, you know, I'm sure he's scouting a little bit. So, yeah, thanks for coming and following us along. Lot great crowd tonight. Love the community here. It's great. Well, onward.
All right. HD Cal coach Patrick Hansen, thanks for the time tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.